everyone. It's Paul Hopkins, aka VI Podcasting, sort of on Twitter, Facebook, and everywhere else. A Thursday evening in Birmingham, England. And this is another Usher update. You can follow Usher and all that he's doing, all his little posts and everything, and his photos and some videos, an increasing collection of all of that, at www.facebook.com/ Usher's Pause for Thought. And he also has a Twitter now. He has a Twitter, and it's called Usher's Thoughts, U-S-H-E-R-S Thoughts, which is what it all is. And saying hello to my team. That's the first thing I should do. So these are the people that these wonderful people that I work with wrote me an email today and were complaining about the volume of dog music, I think, as they put it, and said it was far too loud. I think they were right, actually. I checked with my recording editing software, and they needed to be normalised, but so that's all done now. So sorry about that, guys, but the music stays, eh? So that's Andy, Rose, Gary, and then there are Sarah, Jen, Karen, and Ray, and I hope I haven't missed anyone. I think I have. And anyone else who knows us. So that's that. Thank you. That's nice feedback. What I expected. I know they love it, really. I hope. Okay, that's cool. So what have we been doing over the last few days? It's been a couple of days, hasn't it? We're on about the 20th. Monday was the 21st. Tuesday, 22nd, Wednesday. So it's the 24th. I didn't really cover what had happened on Wednesday too much, I think, and then we'll talk about today. So Wednesday was really trying to get these commands sorted out and reiterate them, and that meant partly going on, being not having Usher on harness, but having the trainer sort of put the harness over their arm and kind of acted as guide doggy, and really made some of the commands more obvious in terms of what they were meant to be doing, so that was quite helpful. And also I'm amazed at still how I would trust a human to guide me more than a dog, I think Claire kind of made that point that actually if it was a person you wouldn't really think twice, and I've had a bit of issue trying to trust Usher, really. That's not really pivotal at this stage, in the sense that it's pivotal that I do, or imperative that I do trust him, but I mean it's just something I'm getting used to. So yesterday I found that a bit difficult, and we sort of started to get there in the end. I think I expected his movements to be more obvious than they were. I don't know why, because it's ridiculous. It kind of a dog suddenly springing in front of you. No, don't go that way, because this is the curb. So you do have to kind of learn that it's more of a subtle game, really. The other thing was that I was too far forward a lot of the time, so if I wasn't sure that he was doing the right thing, I ended up kind of almost trying to override him and steer him in a different direction, which you can't really. That's crazy. The harness isn't designed for you to lead a dog. The harness is designed for you to follow. So I thought about it quite a lot overnight, you know, because we did do quite a lot of that and tried to really get a hang of it. And thought about it a lot overnight. And this time I hung back a lot more and almost thought of those symbols that you see where the guide dog is with the sort of stick man, and it's like a little kind of I don't know, almost like a cartoony kind of logo thing, and you know, the guy, the person is about, you know, heading towards halfway down the dog's body almost, and so Karen the trainer reiterated that really you want to be checking with your thumb, because you can check with your thumb that your harness handle is about level with your trouser seam, and that really helped a lot, to be honest. And also the thing that helped a lot today was the fact that when we did our walks, the sun was in my eyes a lot of the time and then plunged into shadow, so actually it meant that I had to trust him, because that's one of the main reasons I'm having a dog, is that my sight is so variable and unpredictable because of the conditions, light conditions and night time and all that kind of thing. So it went a lot better today, I felt. We went back into Sainsbury's just to find customer services, We did all the different things like about was it find straight to the curb, find right, find left, keeping in. So you do keep in, which is when you want him to keep in towards the shoreline, and then and so sorry, keep in is to the right, and then over is to the left. My apologies. so you can use that when you when you. When you know you're coming up to a tight spot and things like that, or when you've got a wide area and you just want him to keep next to the shoreline for your next move, because the dog doesn't necessarily know where you want to go exactly. So, and then talking about the difference between anticipation and initiative, so you know that they work together but they're different. And yeah, we did well, and I'm trying to think of what else. More indents, outdents, just stuff that I'm going to need, you know. And so coming up tomorrow, I think we are going to do some first aid. I don't know. Do I have to give the dog kiss of life? I'm sure I don't. Although he seems like licking me. But no, I don't know. Pulling things out of his mouth, perhaps. I don't know. And who to call, more to the point. So. There'll be that, and then there will be grooming. We're going to probably groom him as well. So that would be fun. And then on Saturday, then we're going to do some routes in Harbour, which is near where I work. We're going to go, I think, around the high street down there somewhere. And it'll probably be dark when I'm doing my routes in the afternoon tomorrow. We're doing our session in the afternoon. So I think it'll be dark by the time we get started with all that. So that will be fun, because that's where I need really to. Trust Usher completely, because I will not be able to see where I'm going. So that might be a good thing, actually, to be fair. I've done my first picking up his poo. Oh dear, dear. The things you have to just get used to doing, you know? And picking up dog's poo out of the run is not such a fun thing to do. Although, to be honest, you know, it wasn't as bad as I thought. You get those poo bags, the ones with the, you always get the ones with the, pull handles, so you've got the you've got hand little handles on either side, and you put your hand over, turn it inside out, obviously with cup of your hand, turn the bag in, pull the bag inside out by its handles, and then you're done. Tie the handles up pretty damn quick, and job's a good one. I think we covered that at work to some extent. I was pretending to pick up poo with a bag, just a normal bag, and doing it. So that kind of stood me in good stead. I felt kind of well prepared for that in the end. But then I trod in some poo. Oh, that isn't funny. And I've got shoes that I've got big grips on. Anyway, not, you know, grippy shoes. So not to make too much of a finer point of it, but eek, wasn't good. So you need to buy lots of disinfectant wipes, like Dettol do, bathroom wipes and floor wipes, like vinyl floor wipes and stuff like that, and a really nice hand dispenser, a soap dispenser. You just put your hand underneath it and it goes and gives you some soap. So lots of stuff to get clean again with. That was good. So yeah, it's going really well. Usher's a lovely boy. He was playing a bit earlier on, but he's very happy just to chill out and lie down. He's actually laying on the floor at the moment, and his bed's kind of up against the wall, so I need to check out what's going on there. But he looks all right. He's got a very luxurious bed, as I said, and he seems to just don't mind leaving all his toys around for me to explore myself, if I should so wish. He's quite a good sharer, and he's eating his food well. He's waiting on his whistle, and he's getting really good at the discipline. Really, really good. He's starting to and. When we play, I'm making weight. I'll throw something and make him wait for it, and he's really, really good. He does a really good job. But there he is, as quiet as anything. You wouldn't, as I said before, you wouldn't know he's here half the time. Can't even breathe. So, I think that's all I need to say for now. I can't think of anything else that I need to talk about. So what we'll do is we'll go. I'll obviously record when there's something else to say, and we will go. Certainly, probably record something in Worcester, because Worcester's quite a nice and interesting town. and usually on a Saturday anyway, there's something going on. So we will, we'll, I'm sure, make a little recording perhaps. And I've also got my my little active cam, my little action cam thing. So in a few days' time, it didn't come with a USB card, a micro card. I need to get one of those, but it's like a little HD camera. You can film. It's got sound on it as well. So, and lots of straps and Velcro, so you can put it on his back or something. I don't know. We'll see. But that could be quite some fun. All right, then. Well, I'm off for now. And Usher is going to sleep, I think, some more. Because it's not like he's slept enough, really, is it? So, and we will speak to you very, very soon. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can find out about what Usher is up to from his point of view at www.facebook.com/Usher's4Thoughts, because dogs can speak, you know. And I apologise about the earlier mixes of this wondrous audio, but I've had to retake over the reins because Usher's not that good at mixing yet. Alrighty, I'll speak to you all soon. Bye.